This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 27th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and welcoming this evening. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv can expect clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. It's a perfect night to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Israeli strikes have hit southern Lebanon. Defense Minister Israel Katz says the IDF is preparing for a prolonged stay there. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that Hezbollah's chief, Naim Qassem, has rejected the Israel-Lebanon agreement, calling it a humiliation. Also this hour, Walla reports that Hezbollah leaders are furious over the agreement, threatening civil war. Separately, the Times of Israel indicates that the IDF struck terror operatives in southern Lebanon earlier today, following the framework deal announcement. And finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights Defense Minister Katz's statement that the IDF is preparing for an extended presence in Lebanon amidst Hezbollah's threats. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reported just minutes ago about a drone attack on a ship in the Strait of Hormuz. The ship was traveling from Qatar to the UAE. Al Arabiya English broke the news earlier today that Defense Minister Israel Katz insists on no troop withdrawal unless Hezbollah disarms entirely. Ynet Global updated recently that Israeli strikes targeted southern Lebanon following Katz's statement about a prolonged stay there. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. Ynet reports that Israeli airstrikes targeted positions in the region. This action aligns with Defense Minister Katz's strategy to dismantle Hezbollah's military capabilities. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to Hezbollah's response, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Hezbollah's leader, Naim Qassem, criticized the recent agreement, labeling it a humiliation. He also warned that Israel's withdrawal should not be linked to Hezbollah's disarmament. This rejection highlights the challenges ahead for peace efforts. Meanwhile, Walla's coverage of Hezbollah's internal tensions suggests potential instability within the group. Leaders are threatening civil war, a move that could escalate tensions further in Lebanon. This development underscores the fragile state of Lebanese politics. In a related development, the Times of Israel discusses today's IDF strikes on terror operatives in southern Lebanon. The army acted on perceived threats to its troops. This strike follows the announcement of the framework deal, raising questions about its impact on the ground. Finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports on Defense Minister Katz reiterating the IDF's readiness for an extended presence in Lebanon. This comes in response to Hezbollah's threats, emphasizing the ongoing volatility in the region. The situation could affect diplomatic relations and security in the near future. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that former Israeli journalist Gilad Adin is spearheading a startup called Tracer. The company aims to develop technology to destroy tunnels used by groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. Separately, Walla Business highlights NASA's decision to purchase satellite images from Israel's ImageSat. This agreement marks a significant recognition of Israeli technological prowess. And finally, Globes mentions that former IDF General Amir Aboulafia is in the running to lead Andriel's operations in Israel. His potential leadership could strengthen ties between the Israeli defense sector and global tech companies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.